in the studio, Dr. Barry Flinch Ball, Professor Emeritus in Agricultural Economics. We also, Deborah Cole, we brought her in so we can kind of team tag a little bit. She's in to talk more about Global Campus, and of course she's with the Agribusiness Online Master's Degree Program, program coordinator of that. But Dr. Flinchball, what a pleasure to have you. I know we've been trying to coordinate our schedules for some time now and finally made it happen. And I know there's been so many things in the news when it comes to farming and agriculture and trade, and it's hard to know even where to begin. I know a huge hearing this last week on the K-State campus for the Farm Bill with Senator Roberts and Congressman Marshall in town for that. But just some of your thoughts. We continue to hear agriculture struggling. I mean, there's some real issues right now, and just some of the things that you're concerned with at this point.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year. There are tons of issues, and we're doing this with a new administration and a new Congress, and we don't have a lot of concrete facts at the moment of how we're going to do this and how it's headed. And it comes at a really difficult time because agriculture is in trouble. Net farm income has dropped from about $139 billion 3 years ago to $90 billion last year. We have tons of supply of the major commodities. Prices have dropped. And then we're clearly living in uncertain times. This administration may be the age of uncertainty. And so it's hard to plan. It's hard to predict. It's if you like a challenge, we've got one.
And, you know, everyone I talk to in the agricultural field, Greg McClure comes in frequently with Riley County Extension and some others, and I know that Congressman Marshall had mentioned some very staggering numbers to me, but it's eluding me right now what the average salary is for a farmer. It's not even enough to live on, quite frankly.
Well, we have farmers all over the state that belong to our farm management system, and their net return on the average was below $10,000 in 15. We don't have the number yet for...
Then on Saturday from 9:30 to 11:30, we'll draw 10 new finalists. Plus, be listening all week for your chance to call in and become an instant finalist from Nikita Carpentry. Get to Canequip and Wamigo to win this spring's biggest prize, the Kubota zero-turn mower valued at over $5,000. See mower and a full list of upcoming sign-up locations online at newsradiokman.com.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
And now we have an 8-year-old on the line. Welcome to Our World Today. What's your question?
Our continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that 71% is comprised of water. Man automatically adapts to environmental conditions. So why do I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Dr. Barry Flinchbaugh, Professor Emeritus in Agricultural Economics, and Deborah Cole, standing by with Program Coordinator for Agribusiness Online Master's Degree Program Global Campus. And it looks like we might have a phone call. We'll wait and see if that's for us this time around, Barry. But there's so many different directions we could go. And I know, obviously, the farm bill, the presidential appointment's kind of where it's at this point. But, you know, even though I sense a lot of frustration in what you have to say today, any sign of optimism at all, any glimmer of hope maybe that we can meet people with?
I'm very pleased with the leadership of the two ag committees, and the hearing was very well done. There was quite a bit of consensus among the farm groups that were there. You know, we don't need to overhaul this farm bill. We just need to tweak it. So we have a pretty solid underpinning in our ag policy with the current farm bill, and we update it, and we have the right people updating it. So I'm pleased from that end. I just want some certainty out of this administration, and we have a huge educational job to do with them on trade. I mean, they just blew it. And Mexico's our number one corn importer. And, you know, trade, let's go back to 1960. Trade was less than 10% of the GDP of the American economy. It's now 25, 27, depending on the year. So this is very important.
Let's take a quick phone call, and I do still want to get to Deborah before we're through today, but go ahead, please, with your question or comment for Dr. Flinchbaugh.
Hello, Doctor.
And you'll need headphones, Doctor. Go ahead. He has them on now. Go ahead.
Great. I just caught the tail end of this broadcast, so I don't know if I'm in the flow of things or not. But one question I had is that, you know, we do have a real situation with lobbyists and that kind of thing in Washington. And what effect do you feel that the multinational corporations have on this type of legislation? Because, you know, that, of course, our local farmers and the family-owned farmers are impacted by the ag bill, but how much influence do these multinationals, have on our legislation?
Appreciate the question.
Legislators.
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. They obviously have influence. But farm policy, in the end, is very local. And it gets down to a compromise between commodity groups, and it gets down to lots of times cotton, rice, and peanuts versus wheat, feed, grains, and oil seeds. So it's the old phrase global but local. And the multinationals, of course, come in the global situation, and we have to export about 25% of what we produce. And so they clearly have an influence on trade policy, et cetera.
Do appreciate the phone call. We'll continue to take phone calls for Dr. Flinchbaugh, 537-1350. But I do want to definitely talk to Deborah just a little bit. Nothing like following. I mean, you're having to talk now about agribusiness and a master's in that. And as we were talking with Dr. Flinchbaugh, Deborah Cole's program coordinator for that group with Global Campus K-State, times are tough for agriculture, but obviously you're offering this master's degree program, and I could see where it might be beneficial to a lot of folks out there that are in the agriculture industry. But Deborah, we welcome you, and thank you for your flexibility.
Absolutely.
Today. And just, you know, maybe kind of tell us a bit more about your online program and how it kind of fits into the scheme of things when we're talking about agriculture.
Sure.
Kind of fits together.
So we have a 2.5-year hybrid distance program. Our students all come from throughout the food, ag, and animal health sectors. They're all working full time somewhere in industry. So they are the ones that are living through the change and trying to make decisions based on all of the uncertainty that Dr. Flinchbaugh has talked about. And one of the things I really wanted to highlight during my time here is we're bringing an event to the K-State Olathe campus at the end of March. It's March 30th and 31st. And we're bringing in a panel of speakers who are going to address a number of the topics that Dr. Flinchbaugh has hit on. In fact, we have the lead director for governmental relations for one of those big multinational companies in Land O'Lakes that will be on one of our panels. And the thing I'm most excited about, I think, is we are bringing in a nationally recognized speaker to talk about working with millennials. Dr. Flinchbaugh and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about those millennials get a really bad rap, and there are some really great and entrepreneurial students coming up and young workers in the workforce. And how do you take some of those challenges and help them be productive and help them find the answers to solve some of these challenges that we're facing?
We do have a phone call. You'll need a set of headphones, Deborah. Mm-hmm. I can go to either Dr. Flinchbaugh or Deborah, but welcome in focus. Go ahead, please.
This is a comment to and about Dr. Flinchbaugh. He is probably the number one in the entire area that knows more about agriculture in Kansas, United States, and the world. And we're very fortunate to have him here in Manhattan. He's been here for several years. He's retired now, but he's still working. And I also would like to ask him to comment, how's everything at Red Feather?
Red Feather. Appreciate the phone call.
Things are fine at Red Feather. I just got back from there, and I'm going to head back out there. So, great place.
Appreciate the call. 537-1350, but we only really have a couple minutes left. But, Deborah, again, any more specifics about this event you have coming up?
Absolutely. If individuals are interested in registering, they can visit our website, www.mab.ksu.edu. It is the 30th and 31st of March. Our early bird registration ends March 17th. Bruce Tolgan is the speaker. He wrote our book, Not Everyone Gets a Trophy, Managing Millennials and How to Help Them Be Productive in the Workforce. So we've had several other groups we've worked with that have brought him in to speak and charged what I consider to be pretty outlandish registration fees. So we're really thrilled with where we have our event priced, and the speakers that surround him on either side of his workshop are great, and all of that information can be found on that website.
There is a lot of talk right now about millennials and learning to work together, and all of us have our advantages and maybe our pluses and not so strong, you know, areas too. So that should be fascinating. Well, anything else, Deborah? I know, obviously, quite the program with agribusiness and Dr. Flinchbaugh. Anything else you're wanting to add in the half a minute to a minute we have left?
Well, we just need to be really diligent. I always have argued that farmers should belong to at least one farm organization, and if they don't, they have lost the right to complain. So they need to be really active now, because we've got our work cut out for us in Washington. We've got budget problems and tax problems in Topeka. So there's plenty of issues for people to get involved, and every farmer needs to get involved, because policy has such an impact on their bottom line.
Well, again, thanks to both of you, and again for your flexibility. Deborah, you can hang around a little bit afterwards if you have more information you need to get out to folks. And again, today we've been visiting with Dr. Barry Flinchbaugh, Professor Emeritus in Agricultural Economics, and Deborah Cole, Program Coordinator for Agribusiness Online Master's Degree Program through the Global Campus at K-State. You've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, USD 383 School Board Member Kurt Herman and Superintendent Marvin Wade to join us. K-State Student Body President Jessica Van Rankin and also Lori Bishop from the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. All tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus.